my place already. But I will let you know, I'm going to, for Adam, no do-to-dos tonight. No you knows, you know. I'm not going to fix the hair I don't have for Joe. So, and for Miss Chelsea, we did not incorporate your stuff into this. It just didn't work. So, okay. No, so the way I do things when I'm asked to preach or bring a message or whatever, usually God gives me a word, and then usually through the next several weeks, things play out, and it all comes together. It's awesome how he does that with me. The word I was given was doubt. I know a lot of this might seem repetitive to some of you, but if I was given this word to come up with something, it's probably because it's important, some of the stuff we're going to talk about. So we're going to start off with a question. Who in here is struggling with doubt or possibly what to believe or not to believe or anything like that? So, in like example, like, does anybody know what that is?
Bible.
So, we're just going to give this to somebody. This is Tracy. Now, in trade, I want your phone. Okay, can I have the Bible back? How about your phone? Can I keep that? Eldon?
Me?
Make a trade. I need your passwords because I'm going to mess up your all your stuff in there. So, no. Okay. Well, good job, Piper. You're going to trade me. That's what we need to see, okay? So, reason for that little demonstration is, although our devices, our phones, everything like that, they can be very useful. We can have our Bible apps on them. We can take notes and all that. I do things old school iPad. Why? So I don't get distracted. No, this is an iPad original. This is OG iPad. OG iPad. So, but, okay. So, what do we put our beliefs or our focus on? Tracy, whenever, Tracy loves to read books a lot. Who in here likes to read? I don't, but, okay, a lot of people. Any of yous run out of books to read? Okay, Tracy, what's your response to me whenever I say, well, if you don't have anything to read, you have this. What's your honest response to me?
It's hard
to read, but it's small words.
Like they make large print Bibles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like a 2,000
Bible. So here's part of what I'm getting at with that. So our phones, even though they can be utilized for good through our Bible apps and just keeping in touch with people, they can also be a major distraction in our lives. I know mine is. I struggle with that's why when I'm at work, I throw it to the side. I don't want to look at it. That's why I try not to do, whenever I'm working on this stuff, I use this. Because what happens, even with me, if I'm using this, oh, if somebody sent me a message. Oh, Adam, there's a $95,000 truck, you know? Wait. And it leads down a rabbit hole. Well, for you young people or whatever that are struggling with doubts and belief problems or anxiety or anything like that, you don't need to let that distraction play a part in there, you know. We need to go to this, you know. I'm not saying the phone is necessarily bad, but it could cause distractions. Social media, if you're trying to be a better person and then you start reading all these messages on Snapchat or whatever, somebody blasting somebody else, then you fall into it. Don't, I just look that way, chill. But all those things can lead to you kind of falling away, kind of like Peter. He was a disciple. He's seen pretty cool stuff happen. We all know what happened when Jesus came walking out on the water. What happened? He had a little bit of doubt. He's like, hey, is that you, Jesus? If that is, command me, tell me to come out there. What does Jesus do? He told him to come out. Well, guess what? He went out. Then what happened? We all know what happened. Why did he sink? Yeah, a little bit. He got distracted, right? He took his eyes. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And then seeing what was going on around him, and he started to sink, then, of course, he cried out to Jesus. Jesus pulled him right up. Okay, I mean, we're all going to have those doubts. But when we take our attention from God and place it elsewhere, we will sink. I have before. We'll be tossed around in the waves, and our minds will be shaken and broken up, and that'll leave room for things that don't need to be there to enter our minds. But so, and then if that happens, where do you guys turn to? What do you turn to? Like, honestly, you know, do what? It's pretty true, huh? For most young people. And I mean, there's a lot of adults who do the same thing. You know, they come to church, they want to participate in all this, and then something happens, and then they want to stray away because they let their mind, instead of staying focused on God, they look around at the chaos going around that we live in, and they have that. So, for one, we don't need to turn our minds to the junk and the drama and the stuff that's plastered all over our phones. There's a lot of nastiness that comes off these things. Even if you're not, you know, looking for it, I mean, it's there all the time. Let me swipe up real quick. And that's like, and I know a lot of people, adults, who do this. So if you're facing, you know, struggles and with doubt and disbelief or anxiety or stress, what are you guys turning to? You know, are you guys turning to vaping maybe to relieve your stress? Maybe drinking, or the possibility of self-harm, or video games, Jamie. I've been to your house. I've seen you in that room. So, his mom's house. But I'm sorry. But all of us, every single one of us, is going to have a time or times in our life when we have doubt. No matter if it's doubt with what God is trying to do in our lives or not do in our lives, or, you know, the neighbor stealing your chicken, you know, I doubt he done it, but Tracy thinks they did. You know, I don't know. But after all the things that Jesus had done, some of his disciples had doubt. Like Thomas, you guys know the doubting Thomas? So, you know, after Jesus was resurrected, you know, he had doubts. You know, he's like, I gotta see, you know, them holes in them hands, stuff like that. When Jesus appeared to them, he showed them. Then he's like, hey, you place your hands right here and right here on my side. You guys know how crazy that would be, you know, to have that doubt after seeing everything you witnessed, you know, them years, you know, walking with him. And then there he is, you know, could you imagine putting your finger right there? It'd be kind of crazy. Do you think he doubted Jesus after that? Probably not. But I get asked, you know, a lot by adults, by some of you youth, you know, why do I believe or have faith that God is real and that the gospel of Jesus is true? And my first point is that I get to everybody's, look around. The grass isn't an accident. The cow didn't accidentally want to eat the grass. We didn't want to accidentally milk the cow and eat the cow. Kind of simple. It wasn't an accident. It was all purposely put there. You know, we focus on wanting to tear things apart and figure out why instead of just, you know, looking around and thanking and praising God for the things that he has created, the things that he's done. I also get asked by people if I believe in aliens. I don't know. But if I was an alien, I wouldn't want to come here, because what do we want to do? We want to cut it up and destroy it. So... Exactly. Exactly. Instead of cutting everything up into shrink, we should just kind of take in the awe of what was created for us, you know, and stop having the doubts like, well, I doubt God made that. Let's cut it up and see why it was made. No. Bunch of baloney. And that's like people ask me all the time, well, how come you don't have any doubts that Jesus died for us and that he did, you know, raise from the dead and defeat death? So I tell them, the answer is in here. If you read through here, you're going to find that there were so many credible witnesses to what happened, to the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And a lot of them, including his disciples, they were killed, murdered, tortured, cut in half, all kinds of terrible things. If that was the biggest hoax known to man, would you die for it? Any of yous? Would you die for a big prank? I wouldn't. That's one of the reasons I believe it. Another question I get asked all the time, a lot from you guys, is, well, how do I get closer to God? How do I build that relationship with God? My answer is the same as a lot of people's. Communication, need to stay in prayer. If it wasn't for my communication and prayer throughout the day, not just on a Thursday morning in here or during an altar call, but literally through my everyday, I'm in constant conversation. But with that, we also have to listen. We don't get answers if we don't be quiet. It's like my girls, for example. They'll ask a question and then won't shut up to let me answer. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. I don't answer fast. Exactly. And see, and that is why a lot of people have doubts, because they pray about something, and they ask God about something, but they get impatient. The answer's not fast enough. You know, I've prayed over things years ago that are coming to fruition now. It wasn't fast enough back then, but guess what? I understand now why it's happening now, why my prayer's being answered now, because I wasn't ready for it then. And we need to remember that, yes, it's coming to pass. It's, you know, it's here. It's happening. That's what that means. Don't get on your phone, but open a dictionary and look it up. So, and then, so communication, staying in prayer, listening. The next thing, we need to be in this daily, in this, you know, and there's times I struggle throughout a week. I mean, and this is where these do come in handy. I've got a few apps on here, and with these apps, I urge people to fact check with that. Not saying that, you know, anybody's, but somebody could change some stuff around a little bit. Fact check. That's a big thing these days. You can see it all over the news, fact check. But we need to read and study. We can't combat anything. We can't combat the doubt, the anxiety and stuff without knowing what God says, what his answers are. Because this can get rid of a lot of that in your life. The other thing, to be obedient to what God's telling us to do. I struggled with that a long time ago. It's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to. If you had asked me 10 years ago, hey, get up and talk to all these kids and stuff, I'd be like, nope, ain't going to happen. But guess what? I started being obedient to what God was asking me to do, even if it was through people like Miss Chelsea and Pastor Joe. And awesome things have happened since then, since I started saying yes. And then something I decided a couple years ago was just get the yes out of the way and just do it anyway. Even if I didn't want to, we're going to do it. That helps a bunch. Just get that part out of the way. You may not like it, but just do it. As long as it's from God. Not vaping, drinking, smoking, doing this, doing that, drugs, all that. You know, don't say yes to that. I figured I'd have to clarify with some of yous. Like Eldon, I can see it. That's right, you can't look at me in the eyes, can you? So, but doing all these things, what if you stay in prayer, communication with God, you listen to God, study and read your Bible, and be obedient to what he says, what that will do is those waves, and it even speaks about it in the Bible, you know, like when we doubt and stuff, we're just going to be tossed around like the waves, you know, or in the waves, and all that. But what that'll do is it will calm those waves, and it'll leave room for God. You'll open up your mind back to God, and that's all it will be filled with if you're in constant communication with God, reading, and doing what he's asking you to do. Then he's going to dwell. The Holy Spirit will dwell in your mind, and there won't be any room in there for all the nasty junk that's going on. But, and even doing that, because we're human, we're going to have days where we stumble. I have my off days. This last 2 weeks haven't been most pleasant, but I've turned on my K-Love and turned on my Bible app to read to me while I'm working on stuff that apparently doesn't want to be fixed. And it helps. It helps a lot. Keeps me from yelling at people, because I don't need to do that anymore. Unless it's Cody's dad, Steven, coming in last minute for tires today. He was there at 4, so we had an hour to do it. But the thing is, when we have our off days, we need to instantly take whatever's going on straight to God. We need to pray about it. Then we take it. God, have you been honestly reading, like, every day? Okay. Have you been talking and listening? Sometimes. Okay. So maybe we need to do a little bit more of that. Because you two, and maybe Camden, they remember me when I used to have, like, bad anxiety. Do what? What's that? Yeah, I mean, I used to not be the most, I didn't hit my kids and my wife or anything, but I used to have it. Do what? I hit you, you're different. You're an adopted kid. Yeah, so, but no, so, like, they seen the part of me. Like, whenever I kind of, when I left God out of my life and I went through junk, you know, and I started paying attention to things I didn't need to pay attention to, you know, I wasn't an alcoholic by no means or anything, but I would drink and make an idiot out of myself. And my kids ask me, you know, all the time, oh, why do you tell us not to do these things? Or even some of you guys. Because learn from our mistakes. Don't learn from your own mistake. It may not end up the same way it ended up for me. So as I have friends who we start, when we was y'all's age, Eldon, your age, started off with simple things. Guess what? Thank God I'm still standing here, but a handful of my friends are not. They're dead because of the drinking. Some of the drinking with some of them led to the drugs. One of my best friends was my neighbor down here whenever I lived in town. He overdosed one night in his house. We had other friends that I graduated with there with him. What did they do? Nothing, because they were scared of what was going to happen to them if they called for help. That's why we tell you, hey, it's not wise to do this. For one, a lot of it goes against what the Bible says. That's like the most important part, not because I said, but because God said. I wasn't smart enough at one time to comprehend that. Well, I was, but I was just too worried about what I thought having fun was. And guess what? Years later, it almost cost me dearly. And, you know, praise be to God that things worked out the way he wanted them to and didn't go the way they were going. So, you know, he pulled us up, saved me. So, guess my question is, but I'm pretty much done here. My question is, you know, what's in your way and what's causing your doubt? What are you doubting? You know, what are you turning to instead of God? And do we need to start turning to God instead of the things around us? You know, like our phone or the one thing that drives me crazier than anything when I need something done is the streaks, Snapchat streaks or something. Well, I can't do that. I have to get my streaks. What are the streaks going to do? What good are they going to do when we're dead? Or, I mean, really, I mean, whenever we need to, maybe when we're having a bad day, we need to be going to God. But instead, if we do the funny little TikTok videos for 3 hours, you can do it for 15 minutes but then read all your stuff, okay? It's things like that. You know, put down the junk that's around you. Go to God. You know, everybody's like, well, God doesn't do this for me, do that. Well, what are you doing for him? Are you being obedient to what he's called you to do? And you're like, well, I don't know, the vision's, you know, not there quite yet or whatever. Get on board and start going. And as we go through, God will open these doors and he will show you what direction to go. So if anybody has any doubts, belief issues, or any problem whatsoever, we need to fill this place up right here. We can pray about it.